Learning Sefer Tehillim with the commentary by Ma'am Loewes, this is Shir number 66. May the learning of Torah be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinda Manila of blessed memory. May the learning of Torah also be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for listening to any of our over 500 Torah lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. We are holding in chapter 119, Pasuk 73. Yodecho osuni vayechonununi havineni ve'elmedo mitzvosecha. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Because your hands have made me and fashioned me in all my organs, that I should function properly, it must have been for a purpose. Torah study and performance of mitzvahs are that purpose, and therefore I ask, give me understanding that I may learn your commandments, for I cannot understand them without your help. Your hands have made me and fashioned me, and I was created in the image of Hashem. So it is right that I learn your commandments and not be like the beast. Behold the wonders evident in the creation of the human organs. The heart, the brain, the mind is like a king, obeyed by all other organs to acknowledge their creator. As it says, from my flesh I would see God, possibly that's found in Iyov, and it says, my son, fear Hashem and the king, possibly that's found in Mishle. That is to say, if you will fear Hashem, you will be a king, for you will rule over your entire body rather than be a slave to your passions. That is what the singer says. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. You created me in a wondrous manner. I will thus learn your commandments so it would not have been a creation in vain. Our sages teach that the mitzvah of the Torah correspond to the body parts of man. The 248 affirmative commandments correspond to 248 organs, and the 365 prohibitive commandments correspond to the 365 sinews. If we understand the secrets of the body and how Hashem established its body parts, we would also understand how this is linked to the mitzvah. A subtle interpretation says, your hands have made me and fashioned me. You set forth the body parts in the best possible way. David HaMelech was ruddy, with beautiful eyes, and he looked handsome, as we see in Shmuel 1. He prayed therefore not to be swayed by the evil inclination to stray from the Torah. Give me understanding, he pleaded, that I may learn your commandments. The Medrash says, take this beautiful vessel. Anyone praising it will mention the craftsman who made it. Similarly, David says, I am the vessel, and you are the craftsman. You made me beautiful, so they should extol you. Thus it says, your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. David said, no wine is put into the wine barrel until it is treated with pitch to seal all the holes. So must you first treat me with pitch, and only then put wine into me. Understanding is the pitch, and learning is the wine. Give me understanding, and then I will learn your commandments. The Torah says, acquire wisdom, acquire understanding in all your transactions. Acquire understanding, a pasuk that's sukkim that are found in Mishle, in Proverbs, and it says to know wisdom and instruction to understand words of understanding. One who possesses wisdom, knowledge, but no understanding is like one who has bread, but nothing to eat with it. One who has understanding, but no wisdom is like one who has soup, but no bread to eat it with. One who has wisdom and understanding is like one who has both bread and soup to eat. He eats both and is sated. That is what David says. The bread is wisdom and the soup is understanding. One who has neither the one nor the other has nothing in hand. A man who makes himself a suit of clothes for 100 coins but has nothing to eat amounts to nothing. Therefore, give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Because you created me and fashioned me, I ask, give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. For otherwise, it would be as if my coming into the world was in vain. Accordingly, David concludes the section of the psalm by saying, may my heart be undivided in your statutes, that I may not be put to shame. Pasuk 74. Yireecha yireuni v'yismachu ki litvorcha yicholti. They who fear you will see me and be glad because I have hope in your word. When they who fear Hashem will see me, they will be glad because I had hope in your word and was answered, for they will be assured that you will also answer them. Similarly, it says also in Mishlei, when the righteous increase, the people rejoice. They rejoice when they see the tzaddik succeed. A king is usually likened to a head. Just as the head is king of the body, so the king is head of all the people, and everyone imitates him. As it says, every head is sick, and every heart is faint, a pasuk in Yeshayahu. If the head is sick, then the entire heart suffers. For this reason has the Torah admonished the king not to become haughty towards his brethren, as found in Chumash Devarim, lest they learn from him. When, however, a king conducts himself in an upright way and practices justice and charitableness, then all the people will go to their place in peace, as brought down the Chumash Shemos. That is what David says here. They who fear you will see me and be glad, for they will realize that I have hope in your word and act accordingly. Similarly, it says in the Medrash, when is Israel glad? It is when they see their king or leader occupied with Torah study. The Talmud Yerushalmi says, when David would get up at night to devote himself to Torah study, and the people of Israel would hear his voice and declare, if that is what David, the king of Israel, does, assuredly so must we do. Because your hands have made me and fashioned me, it's a pasuk we learned at the last pasuk, by having created me in the image of Hashem. May it be your will that I do not blemish my human form. Then they who fear you will see me and be glad because I have hope in your word. Our sages have said, anyone who sees David's face remembers what he has studied, for the divine presence is with David and his face shines. As anyone who sees David's face is in the presence of the Shekhinah. They who fear you will see me and be glad, for they will see that I have hope in your word. I benefit from my trust, for I know and acknowledge, O Hashem, that your judgments are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. This accords with the teaching of our sages. There are bad but faithful maladies which in time depart from the person. Fear of Hashem is not like silver and gold that draw envy from others, for all can acquire it at will. Thus David says, they who fear you will see me and be glad because I have hope in your word. They will understand that this good thing came to me because I trusted in your word, and hence that anyone can acquire it. A subtle interpretation says, I feared and trembled that perhaps I had not attained a sufficient level of fear of God, and hence when they who fear God will see me, they will not envy me. They will see that I am constantly fearful of not having attained the proper level of being God-fearing. Our sages teach that David taught others. Accordingly, when they who fear you will see me, they will be glad. Another interpretation says David would explain his ideas and be rigorously demanding in study until everything was clear to him. He toiled at the Torah and ruled on questions of Torah law. As our sages say, his hands were soiled by the blood, the sack, and the afterbirth in order to permit a wife to her husband. What is more, after passing judgment, he would inquire of Mephibosheth, Master, have I judged well? Have I found in that one's favor properly? And accordingly it says about him, they who fear you will see me and be glad. Pasuk 75. Yodati Adonai ki tzedek mishpatecha ve'amuna in yisonim. I know, O Hashem, that your judgments are righteous and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. The singer welcomed his suffering with love. I know, O Hashem, that your judgments are righteous and therefore in faithfulness you have afflicted me. I believe that in having afflicted me you acted faithfully, for you are a God of truth without iniquity, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. This I know and understand from your Torah, that your judgments are righteous. When I set my mind to the fact that you have afflicted me, I know that in faithfulness you have afflicted me, for you are a God of truth and without iniquity. I know, O Hashem, that your judgments are righteous. I know that even your judgment, the application of law, involves mercy. Everything is for my good. As it says, I will chasten him with the rod of men, but my covenant of love will not depart from him, a pasuk that's found in Shmuel Beis. Another interpretation says, on account of faith, you have afflicted me. I know that I must still become strong in my faith, and this pains me. Thus he says, I know, O Hashem, I know that you are Hashem, the name which connotes the attribute of mercy. Therefore I also know that even your judgments are righteous, and that you have afflicted me in faithfulness. According to the Medrash, David said, all the judgments, the suffering, and the afflictions that you brought down upon me, you have done in faithfulness. I do not cry out in protest. Thus it says, and David went up by the ascent of the Mount of Olives and wept as he went up. Pasuk that's found in Shmuel Beis. Could have cried out in protest or in keening. Instead he uttered the psalm, as it says, a psalm of David when he fled from his son Absalom. Pasuk 76. May your loving kindness comfort me according to your word to your servant. Although you make me suffer by right and justice, I implore you, may your loving kindness comfort me according to your word to your servant. David refers to God's promise to judge him directly, as this was conveyed to him through the prophet Nathan. Your word to your servant. Having accepted the justice of Hashem's judgment upon him, I know, O Hashem, that your judgments are righteous. David says here, may your loving kindness comfort me according to your word to your servant. For as the Torah says, whosoever confesses and forsakes them, his sins will have mercy. It's a pasuk that's found in Mishlei. Thus he goes on to say, may your mercies come upon me, for your Torah is my delight. The next pasuk we're going to learn, I have a will to live in order to study Torah. The singer pleads, if you will act with loving kindness towards me, may this kindness help comfort me for the suffering. Thus, if a man is in deep anguish over the death of a son, he will not be comforted by subsequently earning a great deal of money. He will only be consoled if another son is born to him and he finds comfort in his new son. Accordingly, Eo was comforted only when other children were born to him. Thus the singer says, may your loving kindness comfort me according to your word in setting forth my portion. Pasuk 77. Yevouni rachamecho ve'echye ki sorascho shashu'oi. May your mercies come upon me so that I may live, for your Torah is my delight. May your mercies come upon me so that I may live long, for your Torah is my delight, and it prolongs a man's days. David asked for comfort as a loving kindness, but here he asked for life as a mercy. According to the Medrash, David said, bring upon me of those mercies by which you created the world. Similarly, he said, remember, O Hashem, your compassions and your kindnesses as they have been of old. Our sages have taught that Torah study depletes a man's strength, and Torah learning does not endure except in one who sacrifices his life for it. Nevertheless, the Torah prolongs a man's life by Hashem's help. Thus the singer says, may your mercies come upon me so that I may live, for your Torah is my delight. I am concerned that my body will be weakened due to my great diligence in Torah study, so give me life. A subtle interpretation is based on the following teaching of our sages. When Shlomo HaMelech was about to bring the Ark of the Law into the Holy Temple, the Oren, into the Beis HaMikdash, the gates fastened to each other. Shlomo then invoked the living presence of David HaMelech, and they opened. At that moment, the faces of David's enemies turned back as a kettle. That is what David asked for here. May your mercies come upon me, so that I may live, for your Torah is my delight. The Torah itself, inside the Oren of the Ark of the Law, pleaded for me, and then the willful sinners were put to shame, for they have distorted with falsehood by their charge that I was not totally dedicated to the Torah. The truth is that I meditate in your commands all the time. I have always occupied myself with the Torah. Pasuk 78. Yevoshu zeidim ki sheker if suni ani osiach b'fiku decho. May the willful sinners be put to shame, for they have distorted with falsehood, but I will meditate in your commands. The willful sinners who claim that I do not devote myself to the Torah will be put to shame, for they have distorted with falsehood. They distorted their judgment of me through falsehood, for the truth is that I meditate in your commands. David pleads, may the willful sinners be put to shame, for they have distorted with falsehood. They wanted to remove me from the upright path, but they failed, for I meditate in your commands. Pasuk 79. Yoshuvili Yireecho Piyadu Edosecho. May those who fear you return to me, and they who know your testimonies. When the willful sinners will be put to shame, then those who fear you will return to me, and they who know your testimonies, they will come to bring me good tidings and to strengthen me in my faith. Our sages have expounded, after they will see that their willful sinners have been put to shame, for they have distorted with falsehood. All those who left me will return to me to bring me good tidings and to strengthen me in my faith. Following the episode with Bathsheba, the Sanhedrin abandoned David. He prayed that they should return to him. The singer says, when I pleaded, may the willful sinners be put to shame. I did not mean those who know your Torah, if they are against me. I ask them, those who fear you, and they who know your testimonies, to reconsider and return to me. Similarly, our sages have given a subtle interpretation to the pasuk. When a man's ways please Hashem, he makes even his enemies be at peace with him. A pasuk that's found in Mishlei. That is to say, Hashem is pleased with the ways of those who know the Torah. If such people are his enemies for minor reasons, then even such enemies make peace with him. For you make their hearts contrite, and they make peace with him. Pasuk 80. May my heart be undivided in your statutes, that I may not be put to shame. The singer affirms his adherence to the statutes whose reasons are unknown and which the peoples of the world reject. He pleads, may my heart be undivided in your statutes, that I may not be put to shame. I should not be ashamed to adhere to the statutes in the presence of those who ridicule me. The willful sinners are ashamed, but my heart will be undivided in your statutes, and I will feel no shame. Having prayed that his godly image not become impaired, he says here, may my heart be undivided in your statutes, that I may not be put to shame. If on the contrary, I am not wholehearted in my adherence to God's statutes, and thus the image of God within me is impaired, I will be disgraced and humiliated before those who fear you. David specifically mentions the statutes. He pleads, let me not be of two minds, even but your statutes, whose reasons are unknown. Let me not seek reasons before keeping them, and thus not be put to shame. If my heart will be undivided about your statutes, then I will not be ashamed before those who fear you, they, and also those who know your testimonies and keep the statutes, will return to me. This accords with the advice of our sages. Exile yourself to a place of Torah, for there your comrades will make the Torah stay in your possession. According to the Medrash, David said, Master of the world, when I am occupied with your statues, the evil inclination is not permitted to peer into me. Thus it says, teach me, O Hashem, your way, that I may walk in your truth. The evil inclination should not make me err and become ashamed before the righteous. Let me be wholehearted so that I might devote my efforts to the Torah with complete integrity. David's petition was granted, as it says, and as for me, you upheld me because of my integrity. When one conducts himself in an unseemly fashion in his youth, that is his shame in old age. As our sages teach, happy is our childhood which has not shamed our old age. That is what the Torah says here, may my heart be undivided in your statutes, that I may not be put to shame in old age. Pasuk 81. My soul pines for your deliverance, I hope for your word. David HaMelech, King David, expresses his longing for the deliverance of the soul. My soul pines for your deliverance in the world to come. I hope for your word in this world. but not in the same measure as the longing of my soul. In the following pasuk, he goes on to explain why my eyes pine for your word. The soul says, when will you comfort me from the distress I find myself to be in? The singer also speaks for the congregation of Israel. My soul pines for your deliverance. If I plead for the redemption to come, I do not plead for myself, but for your sake. For the divine presence is also in exile. I hope for your word, as you have written, and then Hashem, God, will turn your captivity and gather you from all the nations. A pasuk found in Chumash Devarim. My soul pines for your deliverance refers to the exile following the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash. I hope for your word, since you said that after 70 years are completed in Babylon, I will take heed of you. As pasuk that's found in Yirmiyahu, pasuk 82. Kolu einai limrasecha lemor mosai tenachameni. My eyes pine for your word, saying, when will you comfort me? When David was being pursued and persecuted by Shaul, his eyes were raised to Hashem. Thus he says, my eyes pine for your word, saying, when will you comfort me? I am steeped in affliction and suffering. When will you bring me relief? I know full well that finally you will comfort me, but I ask, when will you comfort me? Our sages expound the present pasuk as alluding to the end of the exile foreseen by Daniel. Then it shall be for a time, times and a half. Pasuk that's found in Daniel. That time and times have already passed, but you did not comfort me. When will you comfort me? Another interpretation says, my eyes pine for your word, following the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. I pine for what you said. Hashem will return and gather you from all the nations. A pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. If a person knows when his troubles will come to an end, he bears his suffering with greater fortitude and patience, and he counts the days remaining until his redemption. Hence David pleads, speaking on behalf of the Jewish people, my eyes pine for your word, saying, for you to tell me, when will you come for me, when will come the end of the exile? Pasuk 83. Ki hoyisi kenod bekitor chukecha lo shachachti. For I have become like a wineskin dried in the smoke, yet I do not forget your statutes. David makes it known that he kept the statutes of the Torah under all circumstances. He kept them even when his body was shrunken like a wineskin that is placed in smoke, which shrinks and ruins the skin. Others say that the singer likens exile to a wineskin located in smoke. The wineskin heats up and dries, becoming full of holes through which the air escapes. That is how we are in exile. Yet, notwithstanding the harsh decrees against us, I do not forget your statutes. Pasuk 84. Kama yemei avdecha mosai taseh berotvai mishpat. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment upon those who persecute me? The singer laments the brevity of human life and hence pleads for the deliverance to come quickly. Thus he says, how many are the days of your servant? How long can I possibly live? When will you execute judgment upon those who persecute me? How will it help me if you pass judgment upon them after my death? I may not merit to behold the judgment passed upon my persecutors, so I beseech you, when will you execute judgment upon those who persecute me? Pasuk 85. Koruli zedim shichos ashelokh osecha. The willful sinners dug pits for me, which is not according to your Torah. The singer complains about his enemies who seek his downfall. The willful sinners dug pits for me, that I should fall into them. This is not according to your Torah, where you commanded in Chumash Vayikra, you shall not stand upon the blood of your neighbor. One man is under obligation to save another from distress. But they, not only do they not save me, they even seek to destroy me. This is not according to your Torah, for you warned against shedding innocent blood. A different interpretation says, the willful sinners dug pits for me, that I should act not according to your Torah. In the Torah is written not to punish another financially or cause him bodily harm. Yet they afflict me in a variety of ways, causing me both monetary loss and bodily suffering. According to the Medrash, the people of Israel complained that their enemies did not dig merely one pit for them, but many pits. So Hashem said to them, they have dug the pit for themselves. Another Medrash says, in the name of Abba Bar Kahanim, to cut off the children from the streets, Pasuk found in Yirmiyahu, not from the shuls, and the young men from the broad places, not from the houses of study. But here he, the foe, has killed the young men in their holy temple. He showed no mercy. The mother was dashed to pieces upon her children, the pasuk that's found in Hosea. Lo, this is not according to your Torah. The question must be asked, why complain that this they did not do according to your Torah? Did they then keep the other words of the Torah? Say rather, it has been their intention throughout to act contrary to what is written in your Torah. A subtle interpretation says, the willful sinners dug pits for me when I was still alive, and that is not according to your Torah. You commanded in the Torah to bury the dead, and they seek to bury me when I'm still when I still live. However, the plain meaning of the pasuk is that it refers to what is written in the Torah, the innocent and the righteous slay not, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos, pasuk 86. Kol mitzvasecha amuno sheker redofuni ozreini. All your commandments are faithful, they persecute me for nothing, you help me. Everything that you have written in your Torah is true. You warned against oppressing the fatherless, the widow, and the powerless, but they persecute me for nothing. So help me save myself from them. The willful sinners dug pits for me by their claim that all the mitzvahs are based purely on faith, but this is a false claim. The singer speaks against all those who challenge our faith and contend that the Torah be adopted to place and time. Not so. All your commandments are faithful, and they endure, as it says, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. They pursue me with falsehood, claiming that the mitzvahs must conform to human reason. Help me that their lie is not succeed. Our sages say that the prophet Habakkuk condensed the entire Torah into one mitzvah, namely, the righteous man shall live by his faith. David says the same thing here, but he does not mention the reward for being faithful. Habakkuk says that the reward is to live. Pasuk 87, Kimat kiluni v'oretz v'ani lo izavti pikudecha. They almost consumed me on earth, but as for me, I have not forsaken your commands. Just a little bit more, and they would have consumed me. Similarly, David says, there is but a step between me and death, a pasuk found in Shmuel Aleph. Nevertheless, I have not forsaken your commands. When it was written by power to kill my foe, I did not do so, for you prohibited murder. Although they persecuted me, I did not spill their blood. I relied upon you, since you had written in your Torah, for I will not justify the wicked. Their hatred was not due to my deeds, since I have not forsaken your commands. Rather, great is the hatred they bear for those who study the Torah. As it says, the wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The present pasuk is also explained in accordance with the following text of the Zohar. Rabbi Abba began his discourse, all this hath come upon us, yet have we not forgotten you, neither have we been false to your covenant. All the harsh judgments came upon us from on high, yet we have not forgotten the words of your Torah. Thus we are taught that whenever one forgets any words of the Torah, it is as if he has spoken falsely in the name of the King. For the Torah is entirely the name of Hashem. That is what the people of Israel say here. They have almost consumed me on earth on account of the many stern judgments from on high. Yet I have not forsaken your commands. As it says, all this has come upon us, yet have we not forgotten you. Pasuk 88. Kechastucho chayeni ve'eshmero edus picho. In your loving kindness preserve my life, so I will keep the testimony of your mouth. The singer pleads, in your loving kindness preserve my life. They want to consume me, but you preserve my life. I will thus be enabled to keep the testimony of your mouth. I do not ask for life in order to enjoy pleasure, but to keep the testimony of your mouth. Some say, if at this time I have no good deeds to my credit, act with loving kindnesses towards me as a reward for my having resolved to keep the testimony of your mouth in the future. Pasuk 89. Le'olam Hashem devorcha nitzav b'shamayim. Forever, O Hashem, your word stands firm in heaven. You said, let there be a firmament, let there be lights, and your utterances endure forever. For they and the host of heaven exist forever. What does forever, O Hashem, mean? David says, the master of the world forever comes upon us by the attribute of compassion, not by the attribute of stern law and judgment. If this were not so, we should be unable to endure even a single hour. Forever, O Hashem, your word stands firm in heaven. It is indicated that every day an echo voice issues forth and says, woe to men for the humiliation of the Torah, your word. That is to say, your word stands firm in heaven, but on earth it is ignored. A related interpretation says, the voices of the Ten Commandments at Sinai stand there forever and cry out to mankind. Whoever is close to Hashem hears those voices. An ancient book says, forever, O Hashem, your word stands firm in heaven. That is why in Rosh Hashanah, when the creation of the world is recalled, we recite, forever your word is truth, and it endures forever. For you promised the first man, even as you entered to be judged by stringent laws that were treated with compassion, so will I judge your children with compassion. Pasuk 90, L'dor v'dor amnusecho konanto eretz v'tamo. Your faithfulness is to all generations. You have established the earth and it stands. In the lower realms, the creatures do not endure individually. And generation goes and a generation comes, a pasuk that's found in Kehelis. But the species endures. Your faithfulness is to all generations. The world as a whole exists for all generations. You have established the earth and it stands forever. You have established the earth and it stands in the merit of the faithful in every generation. Even when the generation is not worthy of it, the earth stands firm on account of the men of faith. Your faithfulness is to all generations. You sometimes delay the reward of the tzaddik in this world in order for his children to benefit from his merit. As it says, let them have children in plenty and leave their abundance to their young. As a result, the world can continue to exist. You have established the earth and it stands. Pasuk 91. Mishpatecha amdu hayom ki akol avadecha. They stand this day according to your ordinances, judgments, for all things are your servants. Each and every day, all creatures stand before your ordinances and decrees to do everything you command them to do. For all things are your servants. All created things are your servants. All are in readiness to fulfill your judgments each and every day, whether for good or bad. Thus it says about the month, behold, I will rain bread from heaven to you, for you. A pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. And it says about the people of Sodom, Hashem rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from Hashem out of heaven. Stand this day according to your judgments. The Medrash says that even the day itself is judged. As it says, Apostle Safadio, every morning he brings judgment to light. According to the Yalkut, Hashem said, I judged the first man, and I granted him one day of mine. Adam was to have lived 1,000 years. Accordingly, when you too come before me for judgment or Shoshana, come blowing your horns. No matter how many accusing angels then appear against you, I will remember the binding of Yitzchak and exonerate you in judgment. Thus we see the humility of Hashem, blessed be He. A master will not stand in judgment together with a servant. But here, they stand this day according to your judgments. For all things are your servants when standing in judgment. What is more, Hashem even advises us how to merit exoneration. The Talmud says Rabbi Alexander, in the name of Chaya Bar Abba, in the name of Yeshua ben Levi, when a human being reaches his end, everyone rules him. As it says, anyone that finds me will slay me. Rav said it on the basis of the present pasuk, they stand this day according to your judgments, for all things are your servants. Shmuel saw a scorpion sitting on a frog. In this fashion it crossed the river and stung a man who died. So he cited the pasuk, they stand this day according to your judgments. Rashi explains, because they stood before your judgment in the upper tribunal, where the death was decreed, then all things are your servants to carry out the verdict of the tribunal. The reason would seem to be that when a person's end comes, his image of Hashem departs from him, and everyone can rule over him. The single also refers here to the inner aspect of every person in Israel, including those who are far removed from Hashem, yet who come to the shul during the days of awe. Thus he says, they stand this day for your judgment. This salutes to Rosh Hashanah, the day when the world was conceived. Why do they attend the shul and submit to your judgment? For they are all your servants, the descendants of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Holy is the seed from which they were quarried. Pasuk 92. Lulei sarasta shashu oy oz avadati ba'anyu. If not for your Torah having been my delights, I should have then have perished in my affliction. Faced with many troubles, King David speaks in praise of the Torah. If not for your Torah having been my delights, I should then have perished in my affliction. I find no comfort except in your Torah. The Torah is my delight, for its purpose is to provide eternal life. Otherwise, when I behold that my days are few and my life is full of suffering, I should then have perished in my affliction. According to the Medrash, the congregation of Israel says, if not for your Torah that has stayed by me and been my delights, I should then have perished in my affliction. Similarly, Moshe said, when my cares are many with me, your comforts cheer my soul. Parah said likewise, let more work be put upon the men, they may labor in it, and let them not eat false words, as we find in Chumash Shemos. This indicates that the Jews in Mitzrayim had books in their possession, which they studied, delighted in, from one Shabbos to the next. In the Tanah Devei Leyo it says, if a man is in possession of Torah learning, and he is afflicted by suffering, his heart is steadfast. But if a man has no Torah learning, and suffering afflicts him, his heart is embittered. What should he do then? Let him accept the justice of this judgment against him. How far does this go, even if he is hungry, thirsty, and naked, and he has no food to eat? Though he live on bread and water with difficulty, be unclad, and lack everything, let him still be glad that he lives and endures upon the face of the earth. Let him express this. Thus it is written in the Torah, because you would not serve Hashem your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things, therefore will you serve your enemies in hunger, thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. Again, this is found in Chumash Devarim. Similarly, David says, if not for the words of your Torah that always make me go on when afflictions come upon me, I would have already uprooted myself from the world. As it says, if not for your Torah having been my delights, I should then have perished in my affliction. Pasuk 93. La'olam la'eshkach pekudecha kivamcha yisani. I will never forget your commands, for with them have you preserved my life. So beloved to me is the Torah that I will never forget it, for through your commands have you preserved my life. Just as I do not forget to eat my food, which sustains me, so my life depends on the observance of the mitzvahs, as it says about the Torah, for it is your life, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. David says in praise of himself, just as he did not forget his food and drink, no matter how occupied he was for the preservation of his life depended on it, so had he not forgotten Hashem's commandments, for his life depended on them, as it says, my soul is constantly in my hand, yet have I not forgotten your Torah. The nursing infant partakes of everything the mother eats. Similarly, one who is nourished from the Torah merits eternal life, for the Torah is eternal. Some say that the pasuk alludes to the times of forced conversion, when the nations enacted decrees prohibiting the Jewish people from studying the Torah. But Rabbi Akiva would gather assemblies and expound on the Torah. He explained it to Pappas ben Yehuda by means of a parable. The fox once said to the fish, come dwell with me on dry land, and you'll be safe from the fishing nets. Their response was, they say about you that you are the wisest of the beasts. Yet here you seem like the most foolish of creatures. If in the water, which is our life-sustaining habitat, nets are set forth against us, How much more so on dry land? The Torah is our life-sustaining water. That is what the singer says here in the name of the congregation of Israel. I will never forget your commands, for with them have you preserved my life. Pasuk 94. L'cho ani hoshieni ki pikudecho doroshti. I am yours, save me, for I had sought your commands. I belong to you, to save me, for I had sought your commands, which shows that I am your servant, for I had sought your commands in order to heed them. The Medrash says, I am yours, said the people of Israel to the Holy One, for can then an ox plow two furrows at the same time? Not so, said the Torah, but the children of Israel are servants to me. They are my servants. A pasuk that's found in the Chumash Vayikra. Not servants of anyone else. I am yours, save me. Simeon David says, redeem me from the oppression of man. Pasuk 95. Li kivu rishoim labdeni edosecho esbonon. The wicked hope to destroy me, but I contemplate your testimonies. Having asked for Hashem's help, the singer now explains, for the wicked hope to destroy me. Why did they want to destroy me? It was not because I wronged them, but because I contemplate your testimonies. Although the wicked want to destroy me, I contemplate your testimonies. This explains why he must be saved. The wicked hope to destroy me, so I contemplate your testimonies. I engage in profound contemplation of the Torah, and I forget them. David also speaks for the congregation of Israel. The wicked want to destroy me by insisting that we cease being a unique people. But I contemplate your testimonies in which you said you will not do according to their deeds, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. Pasuk 96. L'cha tichlo re'isi keitz rechovam mitzvascha me'od. I have seen an end to every purpose, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. David HaMelech, King David, explains his craving to keep the mitzvahs. I have seen an end to every purpose. Every ambition and craving has its limit. But your commandment is exceedingly broad. It is so immense that our knowledge cannot encompass it. The mitzvah extends and branches out without end or boundary. For in every generation, new questions arise that were not clarified in the works of earlier masters. And it is necessary to solve them by applying the principles upon which they are based. I have seen every other thing to completion. I have seen and recognized their end and purpose. But your commandment is exceedingly broad and has no end. One cannot know the reward for keeping any of the mitzvahs, for they stem from the one who is without end. Every passion comes to an end, but the passion for keeping a mitzvah has no end. This explains why the present pasuk is immediately followed by, Oh, how I love your Torah! It is my meditation all day. That's in the next pasuk. Even a single mitzvah is without an end, on account of its many reasons and the consequences arising from it. Every commandment is exceedingly broad because performance of any mitzvah in this world is only a representation and a sign to supernal illuminations of great lucidity. The light of the mitzvahs is contracted through their performance. The singular form commandment conveys that each and every mitzvah is beyond any finite measure. A subtle interpretation is based on the following teaching of our sages. The nations say to the people of Israel, come with us and we will appoint you as nobles and governors. However, Israel does not heed these blandishments. Thus the singer says, the wicked hope to destroy me with all kinds of promises, but I contemplated your testimonies. And I do not attend to their vain words, for I have seen an end to every purpose, to all wealth and every excellence. But your commandment is exceedingly broad. Vast is the span and profit of any mitzvah. It does not end. The Chovetz Halvavos explains that the present pasuk refers to the obligations of the heart, which are limitless without end. Pasuk 97. Mo'ahavti sorisecho kol hayom. He see chosi. Oh, how I love your Torah! It is my meditation talk all day. The singer depicts his mighty love for the Torah. So greatly do I love your Torah that it is my meditation talk all day. This attests to my love, for a man will constantly think about and talk about that which he loves.